The World This Week, Politics. After months of gridlock, America's Senate passed a giant spending bill focusing on climate change, health care, and tax reform. In a big advance for Joe Biden's green agenda, families and companies will be given incentives to buy electric cars and energy-efficient appliances, and clean energy generation will be expanded. On health, the government will be allowed to negotiate lower prices with drug firms, which will benefit the elderly. The tax reforms include a 15% minimum corporate tax based on income reported to shareholders. Named the Inflation Reduction Act, it is anything but. Still, it is a win for Mr. Biden, a year after the demise of his larger $3.5 trillion spending bill. The FBI searched Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump's home in Palm Beach, apparently looking for documents he took from the White House. Mr. Trump complained, "Nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States before," which is true. Republicans vowed to investigate the investigators should they win the midterm elections in November. Democrats were torn between applauding the investigation and fretting that it might make Mr. Trump look, to his fans, like a martyr. Indiana's legislature approved a near-total ban on abortion, making it the first state to do so since the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade, which had created a federal right to abort. However, other Republican states are hesitating to enact similar bans, which are often unpopular. For 3 days, the Israeli Air Force hit members of Palestinian Islamic Jihad in Gaza, killing two of its commanders and, according to Palestinian sources, leaving at least 42 other people dead, including 15 children. Israel, which suffered no losses from hundreds of missiles fired by the jihadists, said it was acting preemptively to forestall planned attacks. Hamas, the Islamist group that controls Gaza, kept out of the fray. Egypt helped secure a ceasefire. Kenyans voted for a new president. The race appeared to be close. William Ruto, the deputy president, squared off against Raila Odinga, an opposition leader running for a fifth time. Mr. Odinga sought to assemble an old-fashioned ethnic coalition. Mr. Ruto made extravagant promises to Kenya's have-nots. Antony Blinken, America's Secretary of State, outlined the Biden administration's new strategy for engaging with Africa, which will focus on promoting democracy. Speaking in Pretoria, South Africa's capital, he argued that poor governance and a lack of democracy make countries vulnerable to extremist movements and foreign influence.